Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
We'll take your calls on anything. Call us here for sports. Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zillack and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's the day. Today's the day. Your day, Morgan. It's a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. It's brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. They are teaming up with Hall of Fame defenseman Ray Bourque to defend. What is going on here?
It's free.
I didn't know what it was. It caught it out of the corner of my eye. They're defending the future of the trades. And they will donate up to $25,000 to create scholarships for future trades workers. Apply for the scholarship now.
Yeah.
At call128.com. And if you need them 24/7, call128.com. It's a Finish Strong Friday.
Mm.
We've also got a guest now from Radio Row. That would be Phil Perry. And all of our guests on Radio Row are presented by Jock Market. Trade fantasy sports. Make real money every second of every game. Also, would like to read a listener email to start the hour, if you don't mind. It's from Dave, who says, "Hi, Mark. I read the top 20 article on Barrett Sports Media, in which we were named number one." So
right. Yep.
They left Tom out. Not a mention. Louth, however, is mentioned.
Shut up.
I guess if you're a man, Rocket, you have to pay the price somewhere else.
Well, it's kind of, they're just rolling with the theme here.
And T-Bone, yeah, the gifts and Christmas and stuff.
He says, congratulations.
Everybody thanks. Except Tom, huh?
Dave wanted to say that he read the story. He was impressed by our ranking and
thanks,
found
Dave.
It found it curious. At the very least, that T-Bone was not mentioned in the story. I don't know what
it's
happened
part,
there,
part
T-Bone.
Part of the running bit.
I don't know what happened there. Phil Perry, how are you, sir? How's your week been in L.A.?
Just want to say congratulations to everyone back there in Boston.
Thank you.
And especially T-Bone. T-Bone deserves his shine.
Phil, you have a couple pops last night?
All right, Phil, great talking to you. It's been a great season. We'll do it again next year.
Appreciate it, guys.
How many you put down last night, Phil?
We've had some fun out here, though. Really have missed you guys, though. Yeah, I really have missed you guys because you guys are fun to hang out with.
Oh, are we?
You guys are fun to hang out with on these Super Bowl trips. Yeah, you are. Why do you want to turn that into an argument, though?
Just one of those loud, brass shows. Why would you want to have one of those out there?
Yeah. So we've had some fun out here. We've had some fun. It's,
you ready to
it's
come home?
Very quiet here on Radio Row right now, though. I'll tell you what, you're not missing anything.
It looks
but me.
Dead.
Not a whole lot going on.
Good.
Phil, you might see a Jerry Rice floating around in the background, but yeah, other than that, not much.
Let's talk about, let's start with the offense for the Patriots this week. Joe Judge getting named offensive assistant on the Patriots staff. What are your thoughts on this? I know you've been talking about it for much of the week, but recap those thoughts on where this thing is going for the offense.
Well, I always considered Joe Judge a little bit of a dark horse candidate to be the offensive play caller for the Patriots in 2022, because what I had heard years ago was that when Josh McDaniels was getting ready to go to Indy, there were reports at the time that he was going to take Joe Judge with him to the Colts to be special teams coordinator. But I had also heard that the Patriots were going to try to keep him around to be offensive coordinator. Bill Belichick loves Joe Judge. He has pointed out in the past that Joe Judge has an offensive background, played quarterback all the way through college. Bill Belichick
where did
says he
Mississippi
could coach
State?
Any position on the field. Yeah, Mississippi State. Yeah, that's where he was going to end up being head coach there before he took the Giants job.
Right.
That's why the Giants hustled to get him hired, because they thought they were going to lose him to the Bulldogs. Okay. So, to me, though, I will say this, just from talking to some people around the league the last few days, I don't think this necessarily rules out a Bill O'Brien addition, an Adam Gase addition, someone who has a little bit more experience calling plays offensively, because the folks that I've spoken to have conveyed shock, serious surprise at the potential for Josh or for Joe Judge to be calling offensive plays. There's a little bit of an incredulous reaction that I get when I talk to people and say, hey, Joe Judge just might be the guy. He might not have the title. He might be calling plays. And people are very surprised at that possibility. I also think there's the potential that you lose a few more assistant coaches here in the coming days and weeks. You know, Mick Lombardi, I have heard, is probably the favorite to be Josh McDaniels' offensive coordinator out in Vegas. Now, I don't think that's decided by any means. I think McDaniels is considering a couple different people. But if he wants to follow the Patriots' model, which clearly they are in Las Vegas, he's going to want some consistency there. He's going to want somebody who speaks his language. And he is considering some folks from outside the Patriots organization as well for that position. But if he wants that seamless transition and somebody that he's worked with for years to be his OC, even if he's calling plays to start, and that's something that I've heard he wants to do, Josh McDaniels, he wants to call plays to start, and then when he feels like somebody's ready to do it, then he'll hand over the reins, and he will be the CEO type of head coach. But if you lose Mick Lombardi, maybe you lose Nick Caley, who's a very well-respected assistant here in New England, but also has plenty of respect in other organizations as well, it would be wise for Bill Belichick to just sort of load up on some coaching talent, what he considers coaching talent in his eyes. So maybe Joe Judge is just the first step in that, kind of preparing for the potential that he loses other assistants in the near future here.
So, I mean, when Judge came back, like, our initial reaction was, okay, they're not done yet. And the longer this goes, I think the Bill O'Brien stuff is dead. Just, you know, I think if it was going to be Billy, Billy would have been here before Judge. And based, I just say that because of his relationship, meaning Bill's with Nick's, that if he really wanted him, he would have went to Nick and they would have figured this out somehow. And now I understand, you know, Alabama wants some stability. You also want some stability here with Mac Jones, don't you? Like, what does it do for, what is your opinion of Mac Jones not having a tagged coordinator that says, okay, this guy runs the room for a guy entering year number two that handles a lot?
Well, you have to have that guy. Whether he has the title or not, you have to have somebody who runs the room. And I know
it's going to be Judge.
We've been talking about this on the defensive side for a long time. I don't know if it's going to be Judge. I really don't. It's just the reaction that I've gotten, guys, that that he's just – I don't know if he's seen in that light, league-wide. Maybe Bill sees him in that light, and maybe he is the guy.
But, well, Edelman, real quick, Edelman was on with Curran, and he said, right, it's not going to be Judge calling the plays. Like, that was quick.
And well, hey, and that's the reaction that you get from people in a variety of different spots around the league. No way.
Wow.
It would be real shock in a number of different areas if he ended up being the guy. So I don't know if he's the guy. To me, I think there's a real argument to be made that you should have one of your other assistants who's actually been here, whether it's Caley or whether it's Lombardi, to be the guy that runs that room, the guy who's calling plays over somebody like Judge, because they've been here, because they have experience with Mac Jones, because they understood how the offense functioned last year with Josh McDaniels running things. And Joe Judge is a smart guy. I'm sure he could pick up quite a bit, but he's never coached quarterbacks. At least Mick Lombardi has coached quarterbacks. At least he's worked a little bit with Mac Jones. He's never called plays either. So, you know, let's be fair. You know, Joe Judge has never called plays. People criticize him for that. Are they really going to have him call plays? Well, neither of these other young guys have. Josh McDaniels never called plays until he called plays here in New England. So I get that. But I think there'd be a real case to be made for one of these other younger guys to step right in and be the leader of that offense and be the play caller. Like somebody
Caley,
who's in his late 30s,
he
should be getting a crack.
Yeah, there's a difference. Hold on, though. You got to go back to what you just said about McDaniels, that he had never called plays. There's a difference between an established Brady who had won 3 Super Bowls and a guy who had never called plays, and Mac Jones going into year 2. I don't think that justifies giving Joe Judge play calling ability or makes anybody feel better about that because of Josh McDaniels when he entered the job.
I'm just saying the position you're in now, if Bill O'Brien coming to New England is dead, there's a real argument to be made that it should be one of these other guys, not Joe Judge, because at least they've been around. Joe Judge is coming in fresh. He hasn't had any experience with Mac Jones. He understands the offense here. He coached receivers here. I get that. But
no, I agree.
To me, they should be pushing hard to get Bill O'Brien here. And if not Bill O'Brien, Adam Gase.
Yeah. Right. Jazzo's been big on that one, saying that he thinks Bill O'Brien's dead, but maybe the possibility of Gase still exists. Visit the Sports Hub contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com until February 20th and enter for a chance to win a trip for two to Florida for the Players' Championship March 9th through the 14th. Prize includes daily tournament passes, a five-night stay at DoubleTree by Hilton Jacksonville Riverfront, flights, a rental car, and a round of golf at Hidden Hills Golf Club, all thanks to Florida's First Coast of Golf and Visit Florida. That's 98.5thesportshub.com. Phil put together the same thing that we did this week, which is a five-point plan in fixing the Patriots. We call it the 5 points to get to Glendale.
Five-point plan to get to Glendale.
That is right. We will review that with Phil Perry coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We continue with Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston, who comes to us live from Radio Row in L.A. Someone is going to kill T-Bone by the end of the
show. I'm ready for a two-day break from T-Bone.
It's going to be someone.
I got one coming. Weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We're having two days, all of us away from
each other. Do you really have your days off, though? Like, you don't. You know, it's not like, hey, kick your feet up.
No, but you won't be spending them with T-Bone.
Damn right.
It feels like a day off.
By the way, coming up at 12:50, we are going to be giving away yet another pair of tickets for you to see The Who. That's right.
Nice.
We'll do that
at 12:50 Phil?
Later this hour. Phil's working the sources, working the phone, checking in with people in football. Right, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've got a plan.
Five-point plan?
Five-point plan. It's a five-point plan in getting to Glendale.
Great minds.
Is that
a five-point plan to get to Glendale?
I mean, no offense, Phil, but we did ours first.
So you did and you didn't. Here's the thing. So I just told T-Bone about this. We were at the Hollywood sign when I saw a tweet from the show's account that said you guys are doing the exact same thing. So it was a little disappointing. Yours was out first, so I'll give you credit for that.
Oh, but I was just going to hit not, send.
It's
oh,
funny how
I will not say I was scooped. I was not scooped.
A bit of a shady story.
Take time. Did you see the video? That takes multiple days to produce.
You did a video?
That's next level stuff. I can't just pop on the radio and just speak.
I didn't know there was any video. I thought it was
just be nice.
Your story at 98.5thesportshub.com. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there's a great video. Video there. There's explosions. There's movie posters. Because yours is the five-point plan to get to Glendale. Mine was the perfect Hollywood script for the Patriots offseason. So a little bit different twist there. Because we're out
in Hollywood.
Get
I see it? What you did.
Get it. We're here. Right. We're
I
here
see
in LA.
What you did. Hollywood script.
Get out to the Hollywood sign.
So
do something fun, okay?
Was your plan a plan to get to the Super Bowl a year from now, the way we framed it?
My plan was really more to maximize Mac Jones's development.
Okay.
Which thereby would give you the best chance to get to Glendale, in my opinion. That, to me, has to be the number one thing you do this offseason. The entire offseason should be about looking at your quarterback and figuring out how to get the most out of him. Just because that's where the league is these days. So, like, you'll notice on my plan, there ain't a whole lot of adding defense.
Yeah, so number one was scoop up Bill O'Brien. Do you think that is still a possibility? Let's start with point number one.
I won't rule it out just because I don't think the Patriots can go into next season with the staff that they have. I think they'd be doing their quarterback a disservice. I think they need more offensive brain power.
They don't have enough.
I'm still giving them time to be able to figure that out. I understand it looks like it could be Joe Judge's show. And it would not shock me again, like in 2018 when Josh McDaniels was supposed to be going and Joe Judge might have stuck around to be the guy. So it wouldn't shock me if it was just him, but I think they really should be pushing to add Bill O'Brien. So I still do think it's a possibility.
Okay, in fact, you don't add defensively. What you do is trade guys away. You tag and trade J.C. Jackson. And the two outcomes to me, one is a good outcome. The next one is an acceptable outcome, although I don't prefer it. And that would be what you outlined. My preference is they find a way to sign him to a long-term deal.
And good luck.
I know. I understand that it's not an easy task, and it's going to take some. It's going to take some changes to the roster to make that possible. I mean, monetarily speaking, there are going to have to be some subtractions to make that work. So, why do you say good luck? I mean, what? Because you just don't think the Patriots will go there, or you don't think they'll realize the value in him? Why is that?
Not that. Why would J.C. Jackson not get to free agency at this point? Because why would he not wait to see what's out there for him? And to me, what's out there for him is going to be more than what the Patriots are willing to pay. So if you want to try to lock him up on a long-term deal, that's great, but you're going to have to blow him out of the water to keep him from getting to free agency. You're going to have to make him the highest-paid corner in football, probably. You're going to have to pay him Jalen Ramsey type of money.
Do you think another team is willing to do that for J.C. Jackson?
I think they might be. Just given where the cap is going, given how valuable that position is, if the cap is going to explode here in the next couple of years, it would not surprise me if he is, if he's not surpassing Jalen Ramsey, if he's not really nipping at his heels in terms of average annual value. Like I remember talking to front office personnel mid-season. So this was before, you know, he had added to his interception totals, and I have no idea what he even finished with in terms of quarterback rating allowed and some of those things where his numbers have been great for his entire career. But mid-season, people telling me, just based on not just his talent alone, but also the dearth of capable cornerbacks in this year's free agent market, that he was going to be up around $18 million a year as it is. And so that's before we got to the end of the season. He's not dealing with any injuries. He's perfectly healthy. He's right in his prime. It wouldn't shock me if he was, you know,
so you don't think $18 million a year? So $18 million a year is not enough to get it done. If they offer him $5 and $90 million right now, he's not going to take it.
Why would he? That's again, why would he?
Because he's in a good situation on a good team, and that's top of the market Beetle. Type. I know it's not Jalen Ramsey $100 million, but it's $90 million. It's not like that's an. It's Beetle. Not that is not an offensive. That shouldn't offend anybody.
It shouldn't offend him. But why would it prevent him from going out across the rest of the league and going to all these teams that have way more cap space? That have way more, you know, real dollars
because the
to
leverage,
throw around.
The leverage
and
is
see what he can get.
The leverage is they've got him tagged. That's the first move. You tag him, and then you go to him with a legitimate offer, not a low ball offer, and you say, listen, do you want to take the tag and guarantee what is the 1 year salary, or do you want to get $65 million guaranteed right now? Sign the paper. You get injured and blow out an ACL this year, you've got the money coming your way.
So you could do that. That's what they should do. But then you have him on your cap for $17 million, and it's $17 million guaranteed for 1 year. It's a lot of dough. So, and then at that point, you do have to make some moves to be able to just fit him on.
Are you saying that's before you get to adding anybody in free agency? Are you saying that if he doesn't sign a deal, and then you have to pay him on the tag?
Correct. If you have him on the tag and you say, okay, we've tagged you now, so here's your long-term offer, he can say yes, and that works out for the Patriots. It bumps his cap number down. It allows him to spread the money out. We know how that works. But if he says no, now you've got to figure out how to build your roster with this guy sitting. Okay.
That's how I get to where I get to. Okay, that's fine. No, listen, I just think that they should go through that process. That's why I say when we went over it earlier this week, I said it's two-part. I said trading him is acceptable, but it is definitely not preferred. They should tag him first, make a legitimate offer, not lowball him, not give him one of the classic Patriot team-friendly offers. Give him a type of offer that they gave all these other free agents one offseason ago, guys that had never played a snap for this team, versus a guy who was an undrafted free agent and got better and took coaching and bought in and is now the player that he is. Those guys deserve to get rewarded as free agents. He is going to be paid handsomely on the free agent market. The Patriots should be the team that figures out a way to pay him. That's how I feel about it. And they might fail.
I like that approach. I think you're not wrong in thinking that way. Just from, again, chatting to some people, like they point out to me, how many of these guys has Bill Belichick actually decided to give the big contract to? The guys that they have had here, that they've had on, you know, relatively inexpensive rookie contracts, and then they've decided to keep them. Because they didn't keep Chandler Jones. They didn't keep Trey Flowers. They didn't keep Jamie Collins. They didn't keep Malcolm Butler. The two guys that they've really done it with, right, have been Devin McCourty and Dante Hightower. And so do they see J.C. Jackson as one of those guys? Do they see him as a captain of this defense, as one of the leaders of this team, as somebody that the whole entire program can be built around? Because that's what those two guys are,
yeah.
McCourty and Hightower. And well, I don't know. And well, so that to me
makes... I would
say
post-Tom Brady and following last offseason, which was so different from any other offseason, I have thrown out the history books on how Bill Belichick operates. I think they're just they're in a different space. I don't know that he has, but he's got a boss like everybody else.
No doubt.
So
I think
Bill
when
Belichick
you're looking
isn't spending his own money. I can
when
tell you
look
that.
At it, when you look at it that way, though, the way that I just mentioned about all those guys that they let go, and you look at really, and I wrote about this morning, the playoff teams that made it a long, long way without a true number one, and the Bengals are a great example of it. But you could look at the Bucks. You could look at the Bills, who lost Tre'Davious White early in the season, got all the way to the divisional round. You could look at the Chiefs the last few years. I don't know if anybody can name the starting corners for the Kansas City Chiefs. Teams have been able to figure out a way around not having that lockdown guy. And the way it's been explained to me is it's great to have one lockdown guy, but the way the league is right now, most offenses have more than one guy you need to lock down. So it's great to have J.C. Jackson there, and he's lined up on Ja'Marr Chase. Unbelievable, helps you a great deal. But then what are you doing about T. Higgins? And what are you doing about Tyler Boyd? And the value of that true number one lockdown guy has diminished it to a degree. Again, the Rams are there with Jalen Ramsey, and their defense is great. But that position, I think, has been diminished a little bit just because teams around the league have been so focused on adding receiver talent, and one guy isn't enough anymore.
Phil Perry with us. We'll continue with him after these headlines with Hardy. Don't go anywhere.
Put it all together, you've got yourself a blockbuster offseason that will help the star of the show, Mac Jones, take a quantum leap next season. Explosions.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
And Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston is with us. We are hitting on his five-point plan that he put together this week with special effects and a real Hollywood element to it. You covering the game on Sunday, Phil? What's your plan out
You're
there?
You're out of there, right?
Out of there. Out
Thank
of here.
God. When are you out of there?
Tonight. We'll red-eye it back tonight.
Is so Louth on ask Louth. Is he on a red-eye? Did he switch his flight?
When's he getting back?
Louth, you on the red eye?
Wake roll fully up.
I'm trying. I'm attempting it.
He's attempting it.
What does that mean? Standby?
Wait, what does that mean to be attempting it, Jim?
I stupidly scheduled my flight until at 6:15 a.m. and then realized how dumb that was.
Why would you do that? It's either that or the 3 p.m. on the next
Because I'm not an experienced traveler like you, Zo.
I'm not an experienced traveler, Jim. I have people handle that. Did you get hammered last night, Louth, again?
No.
Oh.
Hammered? I wouldn't say hammered.
You got bloodshot eyes from puking your brains out in a strip club
good.
Bathroom?
No. Looks good. No.
That was only that one time?
At Not Real Vegas?
That was Reno.
Reno. Such a loud bachelor party destination. Let's go to Vegas.
We're not going to
Vegas.
Oh,
no, we're going to save $12 a person by going to Reno.
Let's go to off-brand Vegas.
Save $8 on the way out.
Let's get to another one of your points, Phil, which I find very interesting, and I know you've talked about this. I've seen you talking about this on television, and that is signing Allen Robinson as a potential target for the Patriots. He's 28 years old. He is obviously an excellent player and would be a huge upgrade to the Patriots offense. How does that happen? And why would he want to look at New England for any reason other than they offer the best contract?
Well, that would probably have to be it, right? I think the days of coming to New England because you think it's putting you in position to win a ring, to make an all-pro team, like those are behind us right now, I would say. Although, the attractive thing for Allen Robinson would be that Mac Jones probably be the best quarterback that he's ever played with, and that is not an exaggeration. Going all the way back to Penn State, he played with Christian Hackenberg. So it's been Blake Bortles and Mike Glennon and Justin Fields last year and just a host of bad, inaccurate quarterbacks. So that might be attractive for him. I just put Allen Robinson in there because, to me, he's going to be on a decidedly lower tier financially than the top of the market. Chris Godwin, Devontae Adams. And his year last year was bad enough. He's coming off the franchise tag last year. Career lows across the board. It was bad enough that he might want a short-term, relatively low-money deal, maybe even just a one-year deal, to come back and hit free agency one more time before he gets to 30 years old. So that, to me, is an opportunity to buy low. We've seen the Patriots do this, especially at this position in the past. And it would still give you that guy on the outside you need. I'm going to have a story coming out this weekend. I don't think it's coming out today. I think it'll maybe be on Sunday. But it's about, can Mac Jones beat Joe Burrow? And I asked a variety of different people, whether it's former players, talked about, you know, Michael Irvin about what they need to do, Steve Mariucci, talked to some defensive coaches in the league right now who had to game plan against the Patriots this past year. And I'll just read you one quote from one of these coaches that I caught up with this week. When asked, you know, how does Mac Jones take his game to the next level? What can the Patriots do for him? What can they do to get him? If he's never going to be Joe Burrow physically, which I don't think he ever will be, how can you get him to approach the efficiency that Joe Burrow has shown in just his second year? And it always comes back to the weapons. Everybody you talk to, it comes back to the weapons and what these two guys have around them and the differences between the two groups of receivers that they have. And one defensive coach said, basically, he needs guys who can get open. They don't have guys that can get down the field and have him throw it up for an explosive pass. You need somebody better. Do you need Ja'Marr Chase? No. But the best receivers they had this year were Hunter Henry and Jacoby Myers inside. Nelson Agholor is just not a consistent guy. He's not going to beat you. And he went on to say, when they planned for the Patriots this past season, they simply were not concerned with getting beat deep down the field. And it allowed them to do some other things in terms of being able to prepare for that run game, which is obviously an extensive run game that they have, and that's how they were built this year. But in order to open up that part of your offense that you really want to lean on, you need somebody on the outside that can take defenses out of man-to-man coverage, that can take them out of some of these run blitz looks that they have, that can take them out of these defensive structures where they have a safety constantly down in the box, where you're looking at 7-man, 8-man boxes, play after play after play, because they're only worried about stopping the run and the occasional short to intermediate pass. If you get, whether it's Allen Robinson or somebody else, if you get a real threat out there, then that changes the entire geometry of the defenses that have to play you, and I think it makes Mac Jones's life a lot easier. But it's surprising to me just how consistent the message was across the board. Everybody I spoke to, executives, coaches, players, they need to get Mac Jones some dudes. And so this is the offseason to do it. There's a loaded receiver class. The draft is, again, pretty deep at the receiver position. I just don't know if they're going to want to invest really highly at that spot, but whether it's free agency or the draft, I think they have to add a guy.
Phil, I don't want them to invest through the draft when it comes to receivers. I don't want them to go that route again. In fact, you and I agree, because your next point was that they should address their issues on the offensive line through the draft, with early picks in the draft being focused on the offensive line. It's been a few years since they've done that. Isaiah Wynn was probably the most recent case of that, and he's going into what is his fifth year, and maybe he's not on the roster come September. But I'm with you. That's how they should go about fixing their offensive line, and that's where their draft priorities should be.
And I told you guys last week that scouts are viewing this as a relatively thin draft at the top end of it. So you may have 7 or 8 true knockout, no doubt, first-round talents. And then after that, it's going to be pick your flavor. What do you need? What style of play do you like? But I will say, it sounds like a few of the positions that are deepest are positions the Patriots really need. So there are going to be a bunch of corners that go in the first round. There are going to be a bunch of offensive tackles that go in the first round. And receiver, as it is every year, is pretty deep as well. And so it wouldn't shock me if they went after any of those spots. But offensive line would make the most sense because, again, in an offseason where you're coming off spending record amounts, you're going to have to try to save in certain spots. And so, to me, I'm looking at Trent Brown, who's going to be a free agent.
Gone.
He made $9 million, I think, just in base salary alone
Gone.
Last year.
Yeah.
I'm with Zoe. I don't think he's back, especially at the price tag that he's used to seeing now the last few years. He likes it here. We know that. But I don't know if the Patriots are going to be willing to pay to keep him around. So
too comfortable.
Feels like the best bet.
Didn't get past that injury. Labored when he did get somewhat healthy and just didn't have that killer instinct like he had 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
He's missed 19 games the last two seasons.
That's not good.
Between the Raiders and
can't
the Patriots.
Can't have it. Can't have Sorry. That. You can't because you can't really trust win on the other side. And that's the problem.
One more segment with Phil Perry. This hour always flies by with him. He's joining us from Radio Row today. We'll continue our conversation coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports right. show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Feels to me like there's a guest in the room there in L.A. at the Media Center and Radio Row that we would all be interested in talking to.
Someone's got Phil's attention right now. What are you looking at, Phil?
Feel like you're missing out, Phil?
You'd say, oh, you're checking out a girl there? No, I'm checking out the quarterback of the Patriots, Mac Jones.
It's a McCorkle. We got a McCorkle.
Got a McCorkle sighting?
Yeah, it looks like he's going the wrong direction, though. So I'm not sure how to get him to reverse course and double back. But I do have faith. I've heard he's going to be spending a decent amount of time here on Radio Row today.
What's that going to be like to see him in person since you guys had to do all those video things?
It's been a while. You know? We did get to see him in person during training camp.
That's true.
It has been a while, Zoe.
That's true.
You're right.
Yeah.
But he knows some of our mugs just from seeing us on the old internet. But hopefully we'll be able to get him. Be interesting to hear what he has to say about losing Josh, about the Pro Bowl. What'd you guys think of his Pro Bowl performance on the microphone?
Did
you guys see some of these clips?
Yeah.
I really liked the Darius Slay one.
That was great.
That was funny.
But you know what? He also sort of took a shot at Cam there, too.
Yeah.
Like, dude, when I got in, we roasted you. We smoked you. I got in.
Right, right. You guys were catching picks left and right before I got
in. Right. No. When I was in there.
Was out there.
Yeah. Like that. That's cocky. That's swag.
It showed some cockiness that we don't often see from him.
And everybody's making fun of the gritty. Do you know who put the gritty in his head? Mahomes.
I saw that.
Mahomes
clip.
Coming out before the game. He said, dude, you get in. You gotta just go in, get in the end zone, and do the gritty.
Which
just
is funny because now, I mean, that's the confirmation of he didn't screw any of that up. He didn't think that the play was still alive. He did it to be funny.
It's like, him.
He did it to put on a show.
It's him, Herbert, and Mahomes standing there laughing prior to going out. And tells you, Phil, to your question, I think the kid blends, whether you think he's howdy doody or the arm's not strong enough or he does get it, people like him. Guys on his teams like him. It works for him. Whatever he's got cooking, keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing and smile. People like him.
He just has an entire personality that we never see in the media. That's the thing. So I think certain people's perceptions of him is
most killers
entirely
are like that.
Different. Than what his perception is inside the locker room. I mean, guys like Kendrick Bourne and Damian Harris, and you know, it's young, it's old. The old guys love him. McCourty, Slater, Hightower, they love the work ethic part. I think the younger guys like that. What you're talking about, Zoe, the cockiness, that little bit of juice that he has, just sort of embracing that personality, that side of himself that he does clearly have.
He's not Brady. He's not Brady. I'm not comparing him to Brady, but it's the little things like that that Brady did and knew when to do it. That's all. Making everybody in a room feel like, you know, hey, you're one. I'm including you in it all. You know.
Let's do this before we get some Super Bowl thoughts from Phil, and that is caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the Who Hits Back 2022 tour coming to TD Garden May 18th, now on sale through all Ticketmaster outlets. And if you're caller 10 right now, you'll win a pair of tickets to go see the Who. Phil, what are your thoughts on this game Sunday night? Who do you like in this game Sunday night? What determines the outcome?
I mean, I love the Bengals story. And I love the way that they've approached this season, because I do think there are some things that the Patriots can try to replicate. I think it's a really fascinating case study for the Patriots as they continue to look to build their team. So whether you're talking about the weapons, whether you're talking about the lack of investment on the defensive side, because that's just the way the game is going. I mean, this is not a good defense that the Bengals have.
Right.
They have players who have played well in some important spots, and some of the advanced numbers, EPA allowed, success rate, they are actually closer to the top of the league. But when you're looking at points or yards or quarterback rating allowed or yards per attempt allowed, it's just, I mean, how they have zero names on this defense, right? The biggest name is probably Trey Hendrickson, who made his first Pro Bowl this year. So I think that's a little bit instructive in terms of just how far you can get if the other parts of your team are
That's what's scary, and that's where you can include that human element. If you're a member of the Rams and you're the high-flying, talented, superstar Rams, you overlook those type of people that sneak up on you and bite you in the you-know-what. Plus, Phil, last night, two of the Rams out collecting awards at the NFL Honors, out with their families out on the town. You wouldn't see that in any other teams.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. You know, Cooper Kupp, Whitworth, you know, they're out there collecting their awards. I just think the Cincinnati's focus, they even said it. Zach Taylor told them, you're not underdogs in this game. So
I just think the Rams are too talented, especially where the Bengals are the biggest disaster, which is their interior, their offensive line. I think Aaron Donald is a great bet to be MVP of this game. And I think he's, last time I looked, he was like plus 1,600 or something to be MVP. We know it usually goes to the quarterbacks. I get that. I could see Aaron Donald just totally ruining this game for the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, Chris Jones did for the Cincinnati Bengals a couple weeks ago. We know they won that game, but I mean, the Bengals started their right guard. It was so bad, they pulled him for another right guard. That was even worse. They pulled him and they put the first guy back in. I mean, they aren't going to have a single answer for what the Rams can do up front with their defense. And so I think Joe Burrow is going to be running for his life. I don't know if he's going to be sacked 9 times the way he was against the Titans, but I think it might be close. And I think the Rams are just, they just have too much talent on both sides of the ball to not win this game. So I think the Rams are going to win this, even though I like that Bengals story, and I'm going to be pulling for them in this game.
Could not agree more with you, Phil, on that. This is it. It's the end of the road, T-Bone, for us and Phil this football season.
Good stuff this season, Phil.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Sad.
Always fun talking to you. It's one of the best parts of my week.
We'll have to do something without
an iota of facetiousness.
We'll have to do something around the draft.
We got a Tony Maz.
It's a fine backup to Mac Jones. We were hoping Mac Jones would be here, Tony.
We're looking for him.
Okay.
All right.
Get on that.
What the hell is he doing? Good Lord.
Weirdo.
Get him out.
He just wants a little bit more camera time. 4 hours is not enough.
Yeah, well, Phil, we appreciate you being here. Always love having you on. And enjoy the game this weekend.
Let's talk soon. We got some fun stuff coming up. Free agency, the draft. Let's not put a cap on this until next summer, shall we?
All right. We'll see you like next month or something.
Give Lauf a swirly for us. All see you, buddy.
Okay. All right, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Phil. Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, where you can, of course, read him, see him, etc. It's a Finish Strong Friday here on Solak at Bertrand. It's presented by 128 Heating. That would be plumbing, heating, cooling, and electric. I missed one there. Whoops.
Better than what Milliken said earlier.
Whoops. What did he say earlier?
Plumbing, heating, and cooking.
They don't cook. I mean, they might cook, but that's not part of the gig. Their team ready to help 24/7 to help customers finish every job strong. If you need them, just go to their website, which is call128.com. They're also teaming up with Hall of Fame defenseman Ray Bourque as they defend the trades. What? What's so?
Nothing. I don't think we didn't forget about this intern crap either.
Like we didn't. They're defending the future of the trades, donating up to $25,000 to create scholarships for future trades workers. You can apply. Learn all the details of that. Call128.com. We're going to talk to RJ Bell right after headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.